Paul, at the end of his epistles, would routinely give greetings to various individuals and groups. The spirit of these greetings showed the heart of the pastor that desired to reach out in relationship to the various peoples and groups that he had contact with. That spirit is normally very encouraging, it's very upbeat, it's very enlivening, and helpful for us, for the people of God, to realize the importance that relationships are to the life of the people of the congregation. That tone, that very positive tone, takes a decidedly different turn, though, at the end of Colossians. Colossians 4:17 says, "And say to Archippus, see that you fulfill the ministry that you have received in the Lord." Archippus, not much is known about Archippus. It's mentioned, Paul mentions him in Philemon as a soldier, a fellow soldier in the Lord, something that resonates with military people like myself, implying that he had a sense of duty and a sense of calling to that particular office and relationship that he had with Paul. The Greek word for see is also, it means directly see. It means you can see physically. You can also see in a metaphoric type of way. We have that same type of word in the English language. They even translate it here in the ESV as see. Take a good solid look at, focus on, and continue to hold that in front of your gaze. Think about that you fulfill the ministry. Fulfill, to complete, to bring to completion the task that has been put before Archippus. The word ministry is an interesting word. It means also works of service. It's a broad term. It does mean ministry, but it also means those menial tasks that waiting on tables that are traditionally reserved for the deacon, that you have received in the Lord. Archippus is to take heed, to look at intently, and to focus on, that he might fulfill the ministry that God gave to him. These are haunting words to me, something that is very close to me, something I've thought about over the period of being an elder, and something that has very close relationship to myself here. These positive statements that Paul has made to Onesimus and about Tychicus, and the various greetings, that tone changes to have that gravitas or that weight, that kind of force behind the statement that he gives to be spoken to Archippus. It reminds me of the concept, as a military man, it reminds me of the concept of duty. It's the high calling that every military man is called to when he takes the oath of office in the military. That concept is summarized in a quote by the beloved General of the United States, General Robert E. Lee. And in reflecting on that concept of duty, he gave us a quote. Members of the military, academy members that go to the various academies are required to memorize this quote. He encapsulated the principles of true service when he said, "Duty, then, is the sublimest word in the English language. You should do your duty in all things. You can never do more. You should never wish to do less." There's not an upper limit to that duty that we are called to. Is it possible to fulfill the duty that God has called you to as an elder? Is it possible to be holy as God himself is holy? That is the high calling that God places upon the officers of the church. And so, gentlemen, that's my call to you. That is my charge to the newly installed officers of the Dallas Reformed Presbyterian Church. Do your duty in all things by God's grace and in God's power. Take heed to the ministry that God has given you, that you will fulfill it. And now I'd like to invite Dr. Alan Knoll to give the charge to the congregation.